This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio. Educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Chuley is with us, and Brad. Brad has joined us on Wednesdays. He engineers the broadcast at GCN on Wednesdays, and we're delighted to have you with us, Brad. It's wonderful being side by side with you. Had a chance to chat with Brad during a few minutes before hour number one, and I look forward to spending more time with Brad on the air. Thank you so much, Brad. Dr. Norman Chuley, we were talking about migraine headaches. We were talking about acupuncture, and I believe you mentioned that you are treating someone once a month. Is that right, for migraines?
Well, with acupuncture, if I'm just doing regular acupuncture, it takes about anywhere from 3 to 6 months, and then that can turn off the migraine long term. And the same is true for all kinds of things. One of my favorite treatments for certain kinds of low back pain is to put just two needles into the center of the pain. And I say when I'm doing regular acupuncture, I would not do this. But if I want just to quiet an area that hurts, I can put a needle, one on both sides, in the low back and stimulate it right up to painful level. And the patient can adjust the strength of it, and they gradually turn it up as high as they are willing to tolerate. Doing that for 30 minutes can often knock out the pain, just that one treatment for a month or more. So there's many, many variations of what you can do with acupuncture. For instance, women who are having an excessively long period, there's a certain number of places I could put acupuncture needles and turn off that excess bleeding. Or a woman who has not started, is very late in getting her period, I could put in needles into certain positions, stimulate those, and start her period within less than 24 hours. I've demonstrated in men who have a low sperm count, I think my all-time record was a man that started out with something like 9 or 12 million, and I got him up to 54 million. Fertile is above 20 million. And so there's no question that you can help to normalize all kinds of functions in the body using acupuncture. Next step in my own evolution was 1994, when I was invited to come to the Ukraine in Kiev and study what they call microwave resonance therapy. They had discovered, starting in the 1980s, that human DNA, that control center, if you will, of all of our cells, resonates or vibrates at 52 to 78 billion cycles a second, at a billionth of a watt. And so I studied that for 2 weeks and came back and began working with those frequencies and developing an electrical stimulator that would put out those frequencies. And indeed, about that time, I intuitively began to get the things I call the sacred rings, the rings of fire, air, water, earth, and crystal. And they came in that sequence as I got one at a time. And there were specific acupuncture points that were that, and I demonstrated, for instance, we stimulated the ring of fire with these 52 to 78 billion cycles a second, it would raise DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. If I stimulated the ring of air, my initial finding was neurotensin, a neuroleptic type chemical that we do produce. Water was aldosterone, earth was calcitonin, and crystal was reducing free radicals. Now, the problem with electrical stimulation, you're talking about 12 points in fire and 13 in the other four circuits, it 3 minutes of stimulation at these frequencies. That is, so we've got four pairs of electrodes six pairs in fire. That's 18 minutes, and all the others, because you have to round out the circuit to 14 points. It's 21 minutes. And I found that people weren't interested in doing it at home. We found we could do it without needles, but just putting electrodes, the little tiny electrodes on the points. And so 6 years and a couple of months ago, I intuited that we ought to be able to do the same thing with essential oils, and gradually over a period of several months developed mixtures of essential oils, which when rubbed onto the point, will do the same thing. And that's what I call transcutaneous acupuncture, that is, across the skin. And actually, it takes about 30 seconds to apply one of the bliss oils to stimulate a particular circuit like fire. And they're all pretty much the same. 30 seconds for any one of them. You can do all five of them in 2.5 minutes. And interestingly, then, we had already found with electricity that if we activated fire, earth, and crystal, which would raise DHEA, calcitonin, and reduce free radicals, it would, over a year's long time, allow the telomeres to grow 3.5% a year instead of shrinking 1% a year, which they do under ordinary circumstances. And so then we converted to using the oils, and that three of them takes only 1.5 minutes a day. And we demonstrated that using fire, earth, and crystal bliss, your telomeres, the tips of your DNA, will grow 3.5% a year, which instead of shrinking 1%, which theoretically is one of the healthiest things you could do for living a long time healthily. And that's where we are at this point in time.
And you proved that with Mrs. Finelli and my mom, that you grew their telomeres.
That is true. Yeah. And your oxytocin came up strikingly within 30 minutes when we did a test on you with the ring of air.
Mm-hmm. Very very interesting, Dr. Shuley. So here's a question that I have. When someone hears you talking about this, they might ask, well, what about the risks? Are there any risks to acupuncture, first of all, with the needles? And second of all, are there any risks with transcutaneous acupuncture?
Okay. Obviously, it is possible to get an infection when you put a needle through the skin. Mm-hmm. We always wipe it off with alcohol beforehand, and I have not had anybody who's gotten an infection that I know of, but it's possible. Now, if you stick a needle in the wrong place and go too deep, you could obviously get inside the body. But again, that would be, acupuncture's not meant to go very deep. And so that would be a mistake in practice. As far as the oils are concerned, the same thing is true with every once in a while, somebody is going to get a little rash from the oils, even though there are 5 to 8 specific essential oils in each of the mixtures. But they're only, each one of them is 1% of the total, so anywhere from 95 to 92% of what's in the mixture is what's called a carrier oil. And the carrier oils are not irritating to the skin. But it is possible, someone even at a 1% dilution, to have a slight redness or irritation of the skin. But I haven't seen anything more serious than that.
I did a quick search on the internet. I typed in acupuncture. And it looks like the search engine knows about where I'm searching from. And it provided me with kind of a marketplace of who is performing acupuncture in this local area. And my question for you, Dr. Shealy, is if I were interested and I just picked any one of these people who perform acupuncture, is all acupuncture the same, or is it like medical doctors where, you know, MD after the name or DR in front of the name, you know, that gives you an indication of what the person does, but not how well that person does or the experience level. Is it the same with acupuncture?
Absolutely. Let's face it. In my belief system, the intention of the person doing it is maybe as important as everything else. Bill Diller, a great, wonderful PhD physicist friend of mine, has done a lot of work on imprinting intention into electric motors. We did one of the early experiments here, 15 years ago, where one of our students just had 150 names. They had a baseline of their overall health, et cetera. And they will run 24 hours a day in the presence of a motor that was just to imprint health. And they were compared with 150 names of people who didn't get exposed to this intention motor. And health overall, over a seven-month period, strikingly, statistically improved. So intention is something that affects everything. And, you know, there are people who hold themselves out as healers. Well, some of them are better than others. It's like just as we talked about that case of the tumor of neurosurgeons,
some of them are better than others. Let's see if I got this right. So if the surgeon is going to do the operation, and the surgeon said, geez, soap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-877.
this now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Memory.
say a grace that goes quite like this, and it's before the meal. Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which you're about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. Others say, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which you're about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. And I found one on the internet just a couple minutes ago, which I think is really, really nice. And it's a Zen blessing. And it says, in this plate of food, I see the entire universe supporting my existence. Fascinating.
Well, I think the important thing is the positive. I mean, first of all, the idea of blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That it, the word bless is positive.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else you add to it is fine, but the most important is the positive nature of considering it essentially a sacrament.
Mm-hmm. And there's a there's one that says it's a variation on the Native American Thanksgiving, and it says, we give thanks for the plants and the animals who have given themselves so that we can enjoy this meal together. We also give thanks for our friends and family who have traveled here today. May this meal bring us strength and health. And that's a variation of a Native American Thanksgiving. And, you know, they're all the ones that I've read are very positive, as you've mentioned. And do you think that there is a certain group of words that would come together in sentences that are required, or is most of it derived from the positive aspects of saying grace?
Yes. Anything else you add, as long as it's coupled with the positive, is fine.
Wonderful. Okay, bronchoscopy. Dr. Shealy, what? You know, there are a bunch of medical terms that we may not understand. What is a bronchoscopy?
Well, it's actually putting a tube down through your mouth, through your esophagus, mm-hmm. into the big openings, bronchi, of your lungs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something you don't want to have to be too concerned about because it can make you panic. But it is a procedure that can be very useful in helping to make a diagnosis, or sometimes when someone has aspirated, that is, gotten into the bronchus, an object that doesn't belong there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How dangerous is it if someone inhales something that shouldn't be there?
Well, it can be very dangerous. At the very least, it's going to cause pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is that something that has to be removed? I mean, let's say someone swallowed a grain of rice or something like that. Just
most of the time, you're going to cough that up.
Somehow,
if you don't get it coughed up, it is going to cause a local irritation and probably infection.
Okay. And when a bronchoscopy is being done, and are scrapings done to see, what might be the cause, if that's desired, or is there housekeeping that's done,
lungs? They can actually scrape the bronchus or even cut out a little piece of it to look at under the microscope if they're looking for the possibility of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are there risks associated with that? I mean, it sounds like there could be bleeding. Are there risks?
Oh, yes. Obviously, there are risks. Anytime you invade the body anyway, whether it's for a reason or not, there's always a slight risk. But the risk in the hands of someone who's experienced is pretty minor.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I've gotten some phone calls in the past of people who have been diagnosed with one kind of a cancer or another. And what I've noticed is the rapid decline and the rapid death of people who have been recently diagnosed with cancer. And I don't remember it that way in the past. I remember people would be diagnosed with cancer and they would get some kind of a treatment and the cancer would, it wouldn't kill them right away. what I'm seeing now, and maybe it's just an anomaly, maybe it's just me, but it sure seems like when someone is diagnosed with cancer now, at least the people I know,
well,
they
I
seem
think
to die very quickly.
The chemotherapy is getting more and more potent. I have never, as an intuitive thing, since I was in my medical school and residency training, when they began chemotherapy, I have always felt I'd rather be dead than be poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
So personally,
well, then
I would not accept chemotherapy. But
why is it? Then why is it that chemotherapy seems to be such a widespread treatment for cancer? Is it because it's a last-ditch effort, like, wow, I don't know what else to do, so let's try this poison?
Well, that's true. Interestingly, there are suggestions. I don't know that there are any accurate statistics on it, but there are suggestions that a majority of physicians would not take chemotherapy.
A majority of physicians would not take it. However, do a majority of them have their patients take it?
Yes.
Well, I guess knowing what happens after you take it would cause you not to want it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who said that chemo was great. I don't know anyone who said that. Dr. Shealy, yes.
You know, I do mention, because he does it publicly frequently, one of the miracles of modern therapy is my dear friend, Sergei Sorin. He had stage 3 colon cancer and was treated with chemotherapy and radiation and surgery over 10 years ago, and he is a cure.
Mm-hmm. And he's also a MMA fighter. He's a mixed martial arts fighter.
He also has the right attitude. Here's what I was looking for. Most physicians refuse chemotherapy for themselves. This is reported in national news a year ago. As if undergoing chemotherapy wasn't daunting enough, recent research has revealed that 3 out of 4 physicians and scientists would prefer to opt out of this devastating treatment.
Doesn't it bring you to the edge of death?
Well, that's right.
Well, I can tell you I have the greatest respect for your medical partner, Dr. Sergei Sorin. He's an emergency room doctor. And you know, Dr. Shealy, of all the medical professions I can think of, being an emergency room doctor has to be one of the most stressful, if not the most stressful, because every minute is life and death.
It would be for me. It's not something I could choose, but I think Sergei, it's like his what I call his martial arts fighting stuff. I think it excites him. I think he's almost addicted to it.
Well, you know, you and I and he and Mrs. Finelli and Dr. Sorin's wife and Ed Marvini all had dinner together, and you took us to dinner. It was wonderful. And I got a chance to see him, and you know, I want to say, Dr. Sorin, does that hurt me? It's like, you got hit over there. does that hurt? And I have a feeling you might say, yeah, but you should see him.
Nope.
be getting the right exercise, and all of them are just kind of watching TV together. Do you have a feel for...
That's a sloppy household.
Yeah, but where do these big cats come from? And, you know, and I'm wondering, do you have a thought? Could there be a correlation? Is it food, or is it all the above?
It's all the above. It's always all the above. Attitude, behavior, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we come back, can we talk about two things quickly? One, hyperbaric chambers to fight disease, and vertigo.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before. As I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit one.
Thank you. fat, and as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, with the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from the public broadcasting network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a public broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RB? Ask yourselves those questions, and ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without a voice of truth in the sea of lies? Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget, make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting crew will continue to flow like that morning clock. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, anything can be up and work. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, with target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability in battlefield type of light rods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguns, part kits, and more. Plus magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate. It features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. You also welcome vendor and manufacturing inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, you can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know, some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Soap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical additives to break down dead skin cells, and that's just not good. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.